getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Oh, here we go. Off and running once again with another round of great old-time music on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Ah, there's records. They need to be played. Fortunately, I have record players. I am a man prepared with the right equipment to get the job done today. Are you ready? Oh, yeah, a bunch of records here. I think we got a few that we don't get to very often once again. I think I say that every week. I don't know. It just seems that way. I can't help it. Looking out the studio window here at the snow and the ice. Hey, the season is here, man. I'm not kidding you about that. But anyway, we're getting perilously close to starting to slip in some Christmas polka music. Wow, time's going fast. Let's get things rolling this week. Here are the Imperials of Toledo. Oddly enough, they're from Toledo. This is the I Love You So Polka.
Me too. Please let me take you in my arms. Tenderly, I'll kiss your lips so sweet. You make me feel so gay and warm. I need you so. Please say yes, I can let you go. My life is yours. Let us be together evermore. You look so fine. Someday soon you will be all mine. Please say you love me just the same, dear. Loving you is so divine. Me too. Please let me take you in my arms. Tenderly, I'll kiss your lips so sweet. You make me feel so gay and warm. I need you so. Please say yes, I can't let you go. My life is yours. Let us be together evermore. You look so fine. Someday soon you will be all mine. Please say you love me just the same, dear. Loving you is so divine.
There you go. We do not hear from the Imperials from Toledo very often. There they are with the I Love You So Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're along for another week of good time music here. It's Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra over here on turntable number one. Yes, that's right. Every week I start the show with the first record on turntable number two. I don't know why that is. I go from right to left instead of left to right every week. It's just, it's a weird thing. Anyway, here's Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra. And I know we're just early in the show, but it's the Good Night Polka. There you go there. That is Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra. That's the Goodnight Polka, which I should remember and in the future play it at the end of the show. But do I look like I'm that organized? Well, you can't see me. Let's just say the answer is not a chance, all right? But anyway, good tune nonetheless here on the Oompa Hour. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum for just a minute here and invite you to stop by, check them out, have a look. And you don't even have to really go anywhere because you can check them out online. You don't have to travel to Superior, Wisconsin. They'd like the company, though. But getting a little brisk up here, especially over by Lake Superior this time of year. But you might want to make some travel plans for the future. Check them out online, worldofaccordions.org. Over 1,400 accordions and whatnot on display. A lot of other neat stuff in the museum, too. You can check out their beautiful concert hall. A lot of cool educational materials, research stuff. And, of course, they have their accordion repair and technician school available. And, hey, just a lot of stuff. Even if you're not an old-time music person, if you just like music and instruments and history, check it out online, worldofaccordions.org, located in Superior, Wisconsin. Maybe you want to make some plans for, into next year. Things might settle down by then. Check them out, worldofaccordions.org, okay? Okay. I just felt like that guy on the Ed Sullivan Show. Who was that? He go, all right. Senior Wences, right? Senior Wences on the Ed Sullivan Show. Remember that? Anyway, let's do Ray Budzelik and the Boys in the Band. And I don't believe this one's ever been on the show before. This is the Speedline Polka. We'll be right back. There you have it there. Ray Budzulik and the boys in the band and the Speedline Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us for another day, evening, weekend, Saturday afternoon, Sunday night, Tuesday at lunch. I have no idea where or when you're listening to the show. It's kind of a weird thing when you sit and you do a show like this and you know, you're carrying on and talking and doing stuff, and you really have no idea in what frame of consciousness people are actually listening to the show. It's so I have to keep it generic. You know, I can't say good evening because you might be listening at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's a weird thing. I have Bill Zerniak back over here on turntable number one. We haven't spun a Bill Zerniak record for a while. Mr. Concertina, they call him. And here's the Sunshine Polka. Go, Bill Zerniak there. That's the Sunshine Polka, and this is Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Glad you're hanging out with us here. How's your week going? Man, oh man, snowed this week. Got to plow this week because we had snow, which I'm sounding way happier about than I really am. I got to use the snowblower this week, which actually started on the first try for the first time this season. Hasn't been used yet. I hit that little primer gizmo about 8 times. You notice those things lie. You have any machinery that has a primer button on it, a gas thing where you squirt the little button and then you pull it and it's supposed to start up? You ever notice it says it has a warning on it, like never prime, never push more than 3 times or 5 times or whatever it is. If I did that, it would never run. And it's been like that since. It's brand new. It's like 8 to 12 squirts and she fires right up. But yeah, it started right up. I was pretty excited about that. So, yeah, I think winter might be here to stay in northern Minnesota. We had some snow here about 3 weeks ago, and then we got blessed with a bunch of like 70-degree weather in the middle of that. Now the snow's back, and I suspect it's here to stay. All right, let's get back to some music here. Sam Pugliano and the orchestra, that's what's up next. It's Little Sammy's Polka. They have it, Sam Pugliano there, his accordion and his orchestra, it says. That's Little Sammy's Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Now, let's head to Glen Ullin, North Dakota. No, I don't mean go outside, get on the bus. Figuratively, we're going to head to Glen Ullin, North Dakota, because that's where you find the music of Rocky and his Happy Valley Gang, at least you did about 40 years ago. Here they are with the Mountain Dew Polka.
Full of
All right, sound like pretty happy gang to me anyway, huh? From Glen Ullin, North Dakota there, Rocky and his Happy Valley gang here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Hey, don't forget, too, if you want to get in touch with us here, make a request or a dedication, or you have a question about a record or something, you can. There's a million ways. Well, okay, four. That you can get in touch with us. You can send an email. That's probably the easiest. OompaHour@AOL.com. That's simple. Or you can call and leave a voice message or a text at area code 218-259-2985. Or you can look us up on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways, and poof, we'll get your message by some sort of fancy way that actually involves the use of electrons. All right. Now, we always do a waltz in every show. Seems like as good a time as any to toss a waltz into the show, don't you think? How about the Michigan Dutchman? An interesting record here because it says they're all-time polkas with the Michigan Dutchman from WJRT-TV, which I'm going to assume is in Michigan somewhere. And we know that this record used to belong to someone named Loretta. So Loretta, if you bought the WJRT record of the Michigan Dutchman, your record is now in northern Minnesota, in a puny little town where we're surrounded by snow right now. I'm always amazed when I have records that have, you know, been around for decades, and people have their name and address written on them or whatnot. And I always think, how did that record get from wherever the heck it was to here? You know, it's just like anything else. It finds a way to travel, doesn't it? Anyway, this is a classic. Y'all know this one. Dancers, if you're ready. Waltzers, here we go. Here's the Michigan Dutchman and the Blue Skirt Waltz. There you go, the Michigan Dutchman there, the Blue Skirt Waltz. Everybody knows that one. Dancers, you can relax now. Guys, the pressure's off. Now, this next one's a little weird, and I have avoided playing this on the show ever since we started the show because I don't understand it. All right, I have a great Vern Meisner album here, and it's really a great album. I like Vern Meisner, and the album is called Waltzing With You, and it has a number of waltzes on it, but it also has some polkas and various songs on it. And apparently, I don't know. I've never figured this out. And we're just going to play it this week. Because it's a great chunk of music that I normally skip because something has gone terribly wrong when they made this record. Because it tells us that on side one of the album, there are six selections. But if you look at the actual record, there are only four. You know, you look at an album and you can see the spaces between the songs. There's only four songs, but the third song is really, really long. Like it's really the third song, the fourth song, and the fifth song all smooshed together into one big long medley. But it's not labeled that way. It's labeled as three separate songs. So if my calculations are correct, we are going to hear a little musical gathering of songs here that include the Corn Palace Polka, the Ely Polka, and the Copper Rings Polka. So let's find out if that's what really happens. Here's Vern Meisner.
Thank you.
going to call that a Vern Meisner mini concert there. You could tell, though, that's really just three songs together in one band on the record for whatever reason, and I've avoided playing it because, you know, when you're listening to the record in your living room, you're not looking at what the needle's doing, so you don't realize when you hear three separate songs that they're really smushed together into one thing. So I didn't know we were going to get there for sure, but yeah, we did get all three of those songs like I thought we were going to get. So if you're wondering what they were, that was the Corn Palace Polka, the Ely Polka, and the Copper Rings Polka, all played by Vern Meisner. And now we can take a little Vern Meisner break, because I pretty rarely ever play more than one song by a given artist in a show. But like I said, I didn't know if it was going to be a medley or what the deal was going to be there. So there we go. Let's get back to it here. I have the Hi-Hats Orchestra. And oddly enough, they're doing the Hi-Hats Polka. Music from the Hi-Hats, cleverly called Hi-Hats Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hey, glad you're hanging out with us this week, having a good time spinning the records for you like we do every week here on the Zumpa Hour. Sometimes I got to pay attention, be sure I put the records back into the right jackets, otherwise all heck is going to break loose around here, you know what I mean? Let's do one from the Memory Makers. I don't think we've had this one on the show before. There's always another record when you start looking around. Here's the Memory Makers from the Pocono Mountains, it says on the record. It's the I'd Love to Call You My Sweetheart Polka.
Thank you.
There you have it. I'd love to call you my sweetheart polka. It's the Memory Makers. It says right here from the Pocono Mountains. And that sounds very picturesque. And yeah, I heard him right here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Glad you're with us here for this week's presentation of fine musical efforts from all over the place. Man, we got records from every corner of the country and Canada, too. I don't think we have any from not in the country. Or, you know, in North America, anyway. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's see. Oh, let's do this one. Erwin Seuss and the Hooleray Dutchman. That's what we have. It's the Musicians Come and Play Polka. All right, there you go there. Music from Erwin Seuss and the Hooleray Dutchman. The Musicians Come and Play Polka. And this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us again. Remember, when you listen to the Zumpa Hour, every song you hear is coming off phonograph records. So every now and then, you might hear a scratchy one. I try to never play one that has a skip in it, but it has been known to happen. Now I was digging around in the basement, going through a pile of records. We had some problems with water in the basement this past summer, and no terrible reports of, you know, rare records getting wrecked or anything like that. But I had moved a lot of stuff up off the floor onto folding tables we put up, which covered up a whole bunch of record shelves that I haven't been able to get to for months and that I hadn't been into for quite a while. And I was going through there sorting out records this week, most of which are nothing you'd want to use on the show. But all of a sudden, there's a Gene Thomas album that I hadn't seen in a long, 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 long time. And I don't know if there's another copy of it here in the studio or not, but I was like, really? I don't remember playing anything off of this record in a long, long time. And here's what's interesting. First of all, I always saw Gene Thomas and the Jolly Brothers, but the record says it's Gene Thomas and the Brothers. And what's funny is on the back, someone has taken notes. It's like they may have sent this record out to like a ballroom or something that said, hey, here's what we sound like. And on the back of the record, it is written that it's the Jolly Brothers. Here's their phone number, that they're in Minneapolis, how much money they charge to play a show, a dance for one night. It points out that they're a five-piece band, and there's a little drawing of a stage on the back that shows how they want the stage set up for their performance. See, it's that kind of stuff that makes having piles of old records super extra amusing. So that was a big hit country song back in the 60s. I think it was the 60s, called You Gotta Have a License. Remember that? Who sang that? I'll figure it out while you listen to it. Here's the old time version, Gene Thomas and the Brothers, and You Gotta Have a License.
Well, I asked him why, and he replied, 'cause you gotta have a license. While me and the brothers are going fishing down by the river one day, had a can of worms and a willow pole, a big can of minnows and a lot of sourdough. A lot of fish were biting, we were going to have fun. Then a big man comes, says, I'm a game of warning, and he chased me and the brothers away. Said, pull him out of sack and throw him all back, and a big man him to say, 'Boys, you gotta have a license. Yeah, you gotta have a license.' Well, I asked him why, and he replied, 'Cause you gotta have a license. Well, I got a little gal in her name Blue, she make a big feel of fun. Well, I love that gal with a big lot of noise, she give me a kiss, but she give me no joy. Well, me pretty young and I want a lot of fun. Well, she telling me no, say I watch my step, but don't wanna be too gay. She said no a lot of big times, and a little girl heard her say, gotta have a license, yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, I asked her why, and she replied, 'cause you gotta have a license. I'm up a highway trollman, me going right along, not a know doing a wrong. Trees go by me thinking I'm a fly. Well, I sing a little song, gonna have a lot of fun. Then a whistle blowing, before you know, a big man roll my way. He plumbed down my head and ground, sick and slow, 'cause I had a no. And a big man him to say, yeah, you gotta have a license, yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, I asked him why, and he replied, 'cause you gotta have a license. Well, I got a little gal and her name is Lou, and she make me feel funny. Well, I love that gal with a whole lot of noise, she give me a kiss, but she give me no joy. Well, me pretty young and I want a lot of fun, but she telling me no, say, oh, watch my step, I don't wanna be too gay. She said no, I love the big dogs and a little girl who say, oh, you gotta have a license, yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, I asked her why, and she replied, 'cause you gotta have a license. Oh, you gotta have a license. Yeah, you gotta have a license. Well, I asked her why, and she replied, 'cause you gotta have a license.
There you go, Gene Thomas and the Brothers. There, you got to have a license. Man, we are just about out of time. I still got to squeak in a commercial, and I am not going out on a commercial, so I got to find us a real short song, too, so hang on!
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, I got to get to work here. We're going to try to squeeze in one quick one before we wrap things up this week. How about one from the Wee Willie Band? And it's a wee short song. It's called The Keys in the Mailbox.
Oh, jealous and careless you, the odds were just too great. I couldn't stand those lonely nights, you made me sit that way. I thought I'd seen the last of you when you walked out of sight. Instead I see you in my dreams each night. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here and wishing, dear, I had your love again. I'll never even ask you where you've been. 'Cause the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said I'd rather be alone than share your company. I said don't come around at all if you want more than me. 'Cause sitting here alone I can't deny the flame that burns. I'll gladly take you back on any turn. Oh, the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I'm sitting here and wishing, dear, I had your love again. I'll never even ask you where you've been. 'Cause the keys in the mailbox, come on in. I said the keys in the mailbox, come on in.
Right, the keys in the mailbox, probably not something you want to broadcast on the radio, you guys. Oh, that is a Wee Willie Band with a wee little short song. Hey, anything that's under 2 minutes is a wee little short song. And that's what I needed to squeak in here to finish out the Oompa Hour for this week. Man, oh man, talk about a tight fit, eh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back next week, we'll do it all over again. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!